This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. A defeated Cowboys Monday. 5 hours of show coming up here for you. General at your service. Eddie's there. He's brought us the former Cowboys scout, NFL executive, hardest working man in Cowboys media. He's already broken the film, and he'll have all the details here for you throughout the broadcast. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. He'll probably go flawless here over the next five. Of course, Wolchuk and Schiafalo are in the house, gentlemen. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. How the hell are we, boys?
Man, you know, we're struggle busting a little bit, aren't we? I mean, you said Broadus broke the film already. I think the film might have broken him.
Yes.
Nah, man, we were good. I had Ravens 28, Cowboys 23.
Yeah.
You know?
No doubt. I saw it coming.
Yeah,
Was it bad? Convincing?
Yeah, no, I mean, you just kind of knew that going into the game, they were going to have some problems with the run game, and then the quarterback was going to be a difficult guy to deal with. And, you know, and Zay Flowers was going to make plays. I mean, that's a good football team. AFC champions last year. I know they got beat by the Ravens and the Chiefs, but that's a good football team you had to deal with right there.
I'm just glad Dak played so well. You know, you can't cherry pick when you get the stats. Mm-hmm. Got put on a show.
Gave him a chance, man, in the fourth quarter.
Defense just... Once again, you know, not up to the task.
Man, you got to make some plays offensively, though, in that first half, though.
Wait, the first three quarters, feeling them out.
How about it? Do they matter?
I didn't know that.
I tell you what, man, you got to make some plays. If you're going to get some things blocked up, you got to make some throws. You got to make some catches. Can't pout about it, you know. If you're running routes, you can't fall down. You know, all kinds of things going on in this one offensively for you.
Yeah, including 379 yards and two touchdowns. You know,
your quarterback
for Mr. Prescott, and I don't know. You know, I agree.
Could
with
Could have had
you
a better
guys.
Day than that.
I was just told back in the day when I would, style point Dak Prescott that you can't be picky about when the stats come. That's what his staunchest defenders would say. I think right now he's fighting an uphill battle here with the supporting cast, the running game, and you know. CD Lamb, Jake Ferguson, I think pretty good weapons, but depending so much on Turpin, Tolbert.
Hunter Lipke's probably your best weapon.
There ain't no question about that.
Yeah.
Hunter Lipke can make some plays now.
Hey,
Crazy to say.
I mean,
I'm going to put some respect on that man's name because that's a ball player.
Yeah, you should. He beat Kyle Hamilton, made an outstanding catch on the sideline, but if we're talking best weapon on the team, guys, come on. It is Brandon Aubrey.
No question.
Might be the best player.
How about that onside kick, man?
That was legendary, dude. This guy's a talent.
I'll tell you what, then. Okay.
You put a soccer player in charge?
Fourth and 14.
See what happens.
Fourth and 14, he goes for it. Should he kick the field goal there?
Should he kick the field goal?
58 yards?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think...
He went 65. You didn't want to do 58.
Well, I was just wondering, though, like, to me, though, if you look at... Is it one of those things where if he kicked the field goal, or was he hunting momentum? You know, was the head coach hunting momentum there? You know, when it was that, you know, I mean, you had the play. That was the play that ended up where Cooks had to interfere because Martin got pushed back in. And, you know, next thing you know, the ball's fluttering down the field kind of a thing.
So, it was a bad play.
You wonder if at fourth and 14 or whatever it was that you maybe kicked the field goal there and go play defense, which you haven't really played. Yeah, I mean, there was at least
they had a couple stops in the first half.
I'm telling you this, though. They got off the field more against these guys than they did the Saints.
Hey, no question
progress.
About it, dude.
I mean, okay, that's progress, but...
No, it's still terrible.
But yeah, but still, to me, you wonder, I mean, I was curious about going for the twos, you know, because I think that...
Questioning those?
Yeah, the next gen people said the first going for two was about a 37%, you're right, for going for two. The second one was only like I think about 12% on that.
I would go more conservative if I'm Mike McCarthy with this team because I have no faith in our ability to run short yardage, to be physical anywhere. Like I'm kicking field goals on fourth and 14. I'm not going for two with this team. You know,
bad 2-point plays, I wouldn't go for two. Sprint right option was a really good play for the 49ers in 1985. You know, when Jerry Rice was running it, and nobody had known that, oh, wow, Joe Montana could sprint to the right, and you could throw it to the corner, and nobody's going to cover this guy?
Yeah.
Need better coaches, need better players.
Revolutionary.
Both things.
Tell you what, that's, yeah, when I saw that one happen, I'm saying, oh, that's it. Sprint the guy out there and then give the quarterback no room to throw the ball. That's all he deals. That's probably par for the course because all he ever deals with is tight window throws. So it's probably right down the lane for him.
Hey, you don't have to worry about like toning it down. The offense, that's kind of McCarthy's playbook.
Yeah.
It's just a bag of ass.
Well, it's plenty toned down.
You just I keep trying to figure this out myself, and I know this is a lot of Mike McCarthy, but everybody also wants to say, this is Dak's offense. How many times have I heard, this is Dak's offense?
Oh, no, your quarterback wasn't good enough in a lot of ways the other day.
But just specifically on what it is
they're
doing. I
call him your quarterback. He's not your quarterback because you didn't want nothing to do with him.
Well, I mean, that's putting a little bit harsh. Well, I just didn't want to give him $60 million a year.
You're right.
Yes.
You're not a fan of his. So,
I'm not a fan of giving him $60 million. To say I'm not a fan of his is an overstatement, just for the record.
Okay. Just for the record.
He is a good quarterback, but I'm not going to pay him $60 million to do this kind of stuff here. It's just not worth it.
No, you're looking right.
But
you're looking right.
I'm trying to figure out in terms of what they're doing. Like, right there in your scripted plays, you're just going immediately to the running back at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Like, that is your play. Your first in the progression, your first read is to throw it to the running back who's slower than hell for a line of scrimmage. Now we just immediately let's go to second and nine.
Yeah,
that's in your scripted plays. Why are we doing that?
They tried to run all hook and stuff, and
so many curls.
Yeah, the curls.
I mean, the Brandon Cooks, the route short of the sticks. I mean, it was tremendous coverage, so you didn't have a chance on it anyway. But it is bizarre, and we talked about this with Brad in the post game, and Brad was like, "It does feel pretty much deja vu to what you saw on the offense until the bye week last year." I don't know. Dak supposedly got command of this thing at the bye week, and that's why things were fixed. Is he not anymore? Is he? Did things just get figured out? I don't know. But that offense is putrid.
Your play caller's in a rut.
Big time.
Yeah, I mean, he is. Like I say, they found something, though, in that third, into the third, after the missed field goal, and then into the fourth. They found a little bit of some things. You know, the blocking was good. The blitz pickups were really good. You know, you got
some crossers.
Yeah, and they started picking on some guys they needed to pick on the whole game. You know, that to me, I just never understand how you watch tape of a team and see bad players out there playing for somebody and don't try and take advantage of them. I never understand. Oh yeah, let's throw the ball at Marlon Humphrey when we got this other guy over here that can't cover.
Did Baltimore soften their coverages?
No,
or anything?
Hell no.
It was the same looks.
Same looks. You know, they just couldn't get anybody home on the run. They tried. We've talked about this. Baltimore's a team that will give the game back to you. They'll let you come back into a game.
They almost did.
And they just like, hey, you know, all right, we'll onside kick. Sure, we won't recover it. You know, they'll do things. They'll do stupid things along the way to let you get back in the game. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wait a minute. We have a chance to get a stop here. And the quarterback says, not today. You know?
214 says the real story is Jerry is spiraling. See, I don't think he is. I think Jerry's just trying to sell as many fans that are willing to buy it, that this team is still talented. You know, I think that's just his response to it. But Steven has had a much more realistic response. And I think that's, you know, how the organization looks at it is this is a young team that's going through a rebuilding situation. We're so inexperienced in certain spots and we are in cap hell.
Yeah.
So we can't throw money at fixing our problems as much as we would like to.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we were foolish with not giving Derrick Henry $8 million a year instead of spreading that $8 million around to a bunch of guys that can't play at all. You know, but right now I feel like Jerry is just buying time and trying to keep this team with his words as relevant as possible while they go through a difficult deal. Like Steven was on today, they're up against the cap. They just gave Dak 60 and they're in the process of still paying off $45 million from his last contract. You know, that's just like the financial reality of this organization is they're not in a spot right now where they can push their chips in and try to win. Like when Jerry Jones said, I'm all in, he kind of was in a way that they've spent all of the cap plus an additional 20%. They're spending like 20% over the cap trying to keep this group together. And, you know, that goes back to cap management and, you know, resource allocation, things like this. But they're not in a spot where they could break out the credit card and
their priorities,
fix
Micah
their
Parsons.
Issues.
That's their priority now.
Yeah.
Anything else that you're thinking about is not, don't think about it. It's trying to get Micah Parsons.
Keep doing it. It's like all the guys you're paying, they were all bad yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, and like, how do you watch that game and even want to save anything for Micah? It's like, I'd rather trade you and get something for you.
That's all excuses. It's the Jones, Jerry's fault. Jerry needs to own this. All the crap with them being in, you know, salary cap hell, that's their fault. They don't structure contracts well. They wait to the last minute to do it. What has Micah Parsons done to realistically already? We know we're paying him. He's going to be the best defense player in football. Have you seen him the last 2 weeks? Have you noticed Micah Parsons?
No.
In the playoffs, right, you want to crap on the quarterback. 4 playoff games for Micah. Mm. What's he done? Earn it.
Yeah.
Earn it. Go out there and play well this year. He doesn't have to. He knows I'm here. I'm going to get paid. I'm going to get my money. It doesn't matter. And they're not building to improve the team this year like a win-now team that gives a damn. Why? We're allocating that money for Micah already. Well, how do you know you really should pay him yet? Maybe you go out there and see a little bit more on the football field before you just make that assessment. And then what they'll do is they'll still wait to the last minute to do it. And they'll use the salary cap as an excuse. Fans aren't stupid anymore. The numbers are out there over the cap. You can't BS people with the cap numbers.
That's right.
If you want to make stuff work, you can do it. Every team does it. Just flipping switches left and right. This team never has cap space. They probably need to figure out why is that.
Because they drafted well and they got to pay these players.
Well, yeah. They also make bad re-signing decisions,
but you
can't
do it every year. The cap does exist.
They don't ever do it.
At some point in a 5 or 6 year window, you have to
reset it.
Reset it.
You have to reset it.
That's great, but then don't BS and say you're all in.
Yeah.
Just be honest and say that.
In those years when you're
are words he wants back for sure.
In the years where you're supposed to be going for it.
But you double down on it, too.
You actually have to go for it. You can't just have still glaring holes. So last year was a go-for-it year, like, and you still have glaring holes on your roster?
Well, it's kind of semantics. Like, we're tapped out. We can't spend anymore, and you have 45 due for Dak, right? In a way, that is all in, you know?
Could you pay the quarterback?
Not in a good way. Yes, because you paid the quarterback, right? And, you know, I think that's what this comes down to is, should they have blown this thing up, right? Mm. Should you continue building around this core? And I think the answer is, you know, it's not a definitive you should blow this up. There's a lot of good going on, but Micah can't do it all himself. And what Micah is not good at is playing against a physical front that has a good running quarterback. He has never been good at that. Yeah. He is amazing when you're playing with a lead.
He doesn't have a ton of help. He doesn't have a defense. I mean, I think Osadigizu is a solid player.
Played
but
well,
he doesn't
yes,
have
sir.
Somebody in the middle that's like, okay, I'm a difference maker. I'm drawing that attention, right? Yeah. That would probably help him.
Yeah.
DeMarcus Lawrence, anytime you watch him, just watching the condensed game, I don't have access to the L22 yet, always hustling his ass off. Yeah. I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence is chasing plays 30, 40 yards downfield. That dude gives a damn. Might be his last year, right? Offensively, you're playing two rookies. You're going to go through growing pains. Terrence Steele isn't any good. He's not a good right tackle in the NFL. He's not. You paid him, right? Yeah. Bad decision. Zach Martin, no longer an elite player, serviceable, can still get it done. Tyler Smith, he also has given up some plays.
Yeah.
Like your personnel isn't good enough. It's not.
I agree with that.
And the same problems that you had last year when it comes to you can't stop the run, that's what's got you beat against Green Bay and all your big losses last year, same damn story. You didn't correct it. You waited until the last damn minute when you showed up to training camp and you realized, ooh, this really isn't good. You knew it wasn't good. You should have known in March it wasn't good. So let's sign, I don't know who's out there right now. Linville Joseph, nobody wanted him. Jordan Phillips, nobody wanted him. All right, here's Carlos Watkins because we need bodies. Keep throwing darts out there. Hey, you spent a first-round pick on Mozzie. I'm happy you did that. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked out. But when you go shopping at the Dollar Tree, this is what you're going to get. You have to spend some damn money in actual free agency, bring in a serviceable player that can actually be a starter. Not just like, we're throwing bodies at this, paying league minimum for guys, because you're being cheap.
Yeah, my kids are still at the age where the Dollar Tree just kicks a ton of ass.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know? I'm looking forward to the level up.
I think it's unfair. I think you had a good rant there, but I think using the dollar store was unfair to them.
But it was apropos.
It's just a It's a, not just, an expensive store, Brian.
I know.
I feel like you're kind of venting here because the Tolos kind of got under your skin last night, didn't they?
What are you doing over there?
That's always going to happen.
I'm just probing, just wondering.
Honestly, I reflecting on this, it's not even worth arguing about any players.
Zach, don't do this.
The issue and the blame lies at the top.
Zach, don't do this.
It's Jerry.
Oh, okay. I was a little worried there.
Close call, huh?
Yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking.
I like the way he just whoop, dialed it right back in.
Rangers will be off tonight in Oakland. Tomorrow could be Eovaldi's final start. Bradford on Wednesday. Rocker Thursday in a day game. It's slated for 2:37. That'll be on KRLD AM.
KRLD.
On Thursday, because, of course, we'll have Cowboys and Giants with you. Great chance to get back to 500.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Although Danny the old, Dimes the old
might,
must win.
They might all of a sudden put in the read option up there.
Hey, this rude. It was deer in the headlights. Oh, I forget. Lamar can run the football.
I'll tell you what, man.
They had no plan for Lamar Jackson to do a zone read. They just didn't. It didn't look like they had a plan. No. You'll tell me something different at some point. Deer in the headlights.
I will say this, though, to me. Like, I wonder where fill players happen. When you're playing against, when you're playing against run, you're playing the run. I wonder your responsibilities of like, okay, if we're going to take an inside charge here, who's the fill player? Is it supposed to be a linebacker? Is it supposed to be a safety?
Micah just freezes.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to get the quarterback or the runner. He's like, I'll take neither. I'll find a way to go every time.
He's a crash player, and then he's an upfield player, and it seems like either way that he goes, they don't have a really great answer.
We have the G-Bag of the Day coming up at 2:30. Coming up next, though, Wolchuk.
Yeah, we've got NFL Week 3 overreactions. Play along with us. True or fart? That's next in the Nation.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Hope you're having a great day. It's time now for some Week 3 NFL true or fart. I don't know. Is it true the Steelers are looking good? 10 or less in 3 straight games? Mm. That's a winning formula if I've ever seen it. Mm. Okay. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in about 7 minutes. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk.
All righty. We've got overreactions. Week 3 in the NFL season. Oh, what a weekend it was. Thanks a lot, San Francisco. You can go bleep yourselves.
My, oh, my. I was going to wait to hear from you gentlemen.
Three in a row for me.
Yeah.
I told the guys at DallasCowboys.com this morning I might have to show up as Mrs. Doubtfire for the Friday show.
You are on a historic run of incompetence.
It's amazing.
I was considering two games last week, and at the end, I pulled off the game I wanted to do, which was Cleveland-New York. I lost that one in the early game, and then in the late game, I lost the one I went to, which was Raiders against Carolina.
You needed to get to plan C if you were going to find any sort of success this weekend.
I was thinking I was so smart at about 3 o'clock, like, yeah, that's right.
Pivot.
Yep.
Good pivot.
It didn't work. But, yeah, that's we'll see what happens with the Bengals tonight. I think they're probably going to get the win.
I'm not feeling good about this. This feels like an ominous sort of week here and season, to be quite frank.
Second week in a row, 5 or more very significant upsets.
Yeah.
Well, and it sucks even worse for Dawson because he still has to make up for his non-payoff on Friday. So he's now sitting two in the holster there.
Gosh, dang it. Yeah, true or fart, we're all idiots. I think true on that one. All right, take it away, Robert Flores.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or far, false, Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
All right, Cowboys 1-2. By the way, I'm going to lock in my survivor pick now. It's the Cowboys and the Giants on Thursday. Taking the Cowboys.
Taking the Cowboys?
They're my pick for this week.
Must win.
There's no way they lose. They own
down
the Giants.
Down in flames, Wolchuk.
The old unlosable game.
I guess that's never heard of it. I should not say that. There's absolutely ways they could lose, but Dak is traditionally great against the Giants. I think they're going to go in there and smack them. That's what they do. Giants aren't a good team. They'll beat the bad teams.
2 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns, maybe Malik Nabers, who's a baller. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
And
so
then
let me
got a new runner.
Then.
Another number 26.
Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe they'll run all over the Cowboys, but I think I'm taking them. I'm locked in. Cowboys are going to beat the crap out of the Giants.
Wow, this is Wolchuk's stone cold. This is historical in the sense that
it's
a Monday stone cold lead pipe.
Well, it's a Thursday night, right? I don't want to forget to do that. And then I'm thinking like, damn, when it's 30-0, I should have picked the Cowboys. I wanted to pick the Cowboys. So we're doing it now.
I like the way you're getting ahead of this thing.
Let me throw this at you, though. Since you brought up Malik Nabers, true or fart, Gavin Dawson. He's the best wide receiver in the draft
class. In the world.
Mm.
In the histories.
I'll bet on it. I'll say yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there were conversations. There were plenty of folks, despite the fact that Marvin Harrison Jr.
tried to argue this.
Okay, so yeah. Brian Broaddus in this very room here.
The problem is that being an LSU alum, that, you know, people are not going to take you seriously.
Get off his job.
Yeah, exactly.
D-Rider.
I Dawson had it right when the pre-show, I mean, he goes, you've seen this guy play more than anybody, you know, when you start to talk about him and Marvin
Brian's not going to be biased for his LSU guys, just as a point of reference for if you're wondering out there.
Mm-hmm.
He'll perhaps be tougher on them, you know, like a sports dad.
Very sports dad.
All right, how about, I'll
but yes, Malik, dude, he is their offense.
Does he save Daniel Jones?
No, he doesn't do that.
So he makes him
viable.
Only God himself can save Daniel
If Daniel just runs and passes to Malik Nabers, they have a chance of beating the Cowboys. You only have to get to like 17 points.
I'm not joking. I think the game plan for Thursday night defensively for the Cowboys is, I think you triple cover the rare, elusive triple coverage every single play Malik Nabers.
He's got 23 catches on 37 targets for 271 yards and 3 touchdowns so far this year.
The only problem with triple teaming him is then, like you mentioned, Devin Singletary, who's running his tail off, is going to just probably go all Alvin Kamara on you.
Absolutely. And DJ is going to run for 60 or 75 yards. Brian, I know you have film coming up at 3:40 in Krusty's corner, but why 2 weeks in a row when that runner turns the corner, is there nobody home?
Yeah, that's what's happening to you guys is when the Cowboys sense the ball going to the edge, there's now such an effort to get everybody. Are you talking about the cutbacks, or are you just talking about just running it around the corner?
The runs around the corner.
The runs around the corner. Yeah, what happens is sometimes you're getting, by alignment, you're getting hooked, and then you don't get the pursuit from the inside, from your linebackers. They'll kick your corner is what they'll do. And so what, there's a lot of times where
just
it looks
losing
like
a bunch of one-on-ones.
They're outflanked. But if you watch what's happening with Dallas Nelson on the cutbacks, like, and Henry was really good with this yesterday, is that they start the ball going one way to the corner, and then they bend that thing back because Dallas is just trying to get all 11 out on the edge.
Over pursuing.
Yeah, and then the ball is able to come back. So that's a major problem.
Eric Chiafalo, true or fart? Saquon Barkley, who had 17 carries, 147 yards, 2 TDs. He's got 351 yards, 4 rushing touchdowns on the season, 3 games. Best signing of the offseason.
Ooh, who else would be in the running for that?
Kirko James.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you have Cousins, but
they did get gypped on that call.
This is one where I'll actually agree with the fans. The Bengals fans were out of their minds last week, but the Falcons fans, I can understand why you are frustrated right now with the Zebras. Saquon Barkley, best free agent signing. I mean, I think there's, only because Malik Willis was a trade, huh?
Yeah, good for him, man.
My gosh.
Good for the Packers as well. Yeah, it appears so. I mean, one of the few running backs who, you know, what, 4, 5, 6 years into his career still has the ability to run away from even the fastest defenders on the other team. That was a hell of a run.
Even though I think Dick Fangio is the headliner for me yesterday, if I'm talking about the Eagles.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
And how about the Goddard one-armer?
Unreal.
As he's sitting on a couple of my fantasy benches, you know, just that's wasting annoying. Away.
I think you could maybe throw in Justin Fields at 3-0.
I was thinking Fields, yeah.
Yeah, but that was a trade, too.
Was that a trade?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
it was a trade.
It was a trade.
You're right.
So we're talking about a free agent signing, so congrats to Saquads.
Yeah, Christian. Derrick
Henry. Seattle do anything with...
Well, yeah, Derrick Henry.
I'm trying to think about with Seattle. Did they do anything? They're 3-0 right now.
There's a lot of trades.
Head coaching change.
Yeah. Thank you, Woolchuck. Maybe we'll have time for a few more bit later on. Time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-bag of the day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How's everybody doing?
Terrific. Great.
What's going on in everything and everybody? Yeah.
Monday.
Cowboys got appreciate your reaction using. There. I appreciate that. Well, my wife notices that, too. She's like, they just don't talk to you the same way. They just watch you. Let's go to our winner right here. We go to Austin Villa. Jean Duran had the goal of the season. This is also a hell of a call.
Barkley. Duran. ¡Qué golazo! ¡Gol!
Yeah, he's got them, I think, second in the standings right now.
That's amazing.
Good for that, brother. Let's see here. All right. What else I got for you guys? Hey, hold up.
They call it Stormy Monday.
Yeah, it's for you, Cowboy fans.
Stormy Monday.
Yeah. Hey, yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. I pray you do. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes and Reverend Ike. This lady right here has a message for all the women's in the congregation.
Another thing, stop saying all men are dogs. That's not true. Just because you had one bad experience doesn't mean they all come like that. Oh, did you ever think that maybe the reason why you're attracting those so-called dogs is because you're dishing out kibbles and bits?
Hello.
Kibbles and bits.
Wagging your tail to see who you can catch next. The devil is a liar. And don't be wagging your tail in front of my husband either.
She's talking to somebody specifically in that audience.
Yeah. She's staring right in the eyes.
Lady in the hat over there.
Yeah. Let's see what else we got. This is not one, but it's Kawhi Leonard. Did you see him? He was recording some dude on a skateboard jump over a table at a park.
No.
I'm honest. Yo, I'm Kawhi excited. Leonard, bro, it's crazy. Listen to this.
Hey! That guy. Look at him. He did it. There you go. Two in a row. That's how you finish it.
There you go. He's just out there hanging out with
Corn. He's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy. It's like he's falling.
You can hear how fun he is.
That's good. That guy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, what else we got for you boys here?
It is pretty badass when somebody ollies over a picnic table.
It's pretty awesome. No, I was never that good at it. It is pretty awesome. Shout out to Tolo Aaron Thacker. My man sent this to me last week. Texas Rangers radio broadcast right here. Jared Sandler had a little fun.
Gosh, how cool is this? I'm looking up at the video board, and they're promoting the next two games. It's Kumar Rocker and Jacob DeGrom.
Mm-hmm.
It's great having both those guys back from Tommy John surgery on the mound, and both those guys will make their first and only home starts this year. Next couple of days. First pitch, and Jimenez takes outside from Bradford.
I think they're sitting next to one another in the dugout right now.
Yeah, they are. One of the benches towards the back side of the dugout. That one's outside. What do you think? They're just like, hey, you got nasty stuff, bro. And the other one's like, yeah, you got nasty stuff too. It's pretty cool having good stuff. 2-0. Swing and a ball tip back foul, so the count's 2-1. You throw hard. You do too. You're pretty intimidating on the mound. Yeah, you're intimidating as well. You like striking guys out? Yeah, I do too. 2-1. Here's a ground ball weekly hit.
Yeah, that's
I like how he switches out of there real quick.
He switches out real quick.
Yeah, you got to be double-minded, bro. You got to be double-minded.
Hypothetical play-by-play of a stuff-off. I mean, just brilliant. And then back into it.
Back into it.
That'd be a good Rangers like season ticket commercial, you know? Be cut to it.
Huh? What? Yeah. Are you talking to me? Wait, I'm sorry. I was reading the fan text. Sorry about that.
No, we were just business ideas, you know, just marketing.
Throwing it out there.
Kind of put money in pockets.
Let's see here. What we got? I got another church clip for you.
No.
Yeah, it's a pastor upset at a choir. He's upset at his choir. They didn't, like...
Oh, no.
They weren't ready. They weren't ready.
Get ready.
They weren't ready when they were supposed to be ready. So he kept on going. Somebody handed the pastor a note like, hey, is the choir going to get to sing?
And he's for women's rights. And somebody wrote me a note and said, can the choir sing? Let me tell y'all something, choir. That man got through preaching. You should have been ready then to sing. I don't have no choir. When I get through preaching, you got to be ready to step right in behind me and sing.
You got to be ready.
And don't need y'all looking at me all strange because I know what I'm talking about. This ain't no party. This ain't no show. This is worship.
Worship.
It's worship.
You can't wait for somebody to lift a baton and look at you and get for you to sing. This ain't no show. You're supposed to be ready. You're supposed to be in the spirit while the man is preaching. And you're supposed to pick the song that's adequate for his sermon.
Facts.
I don't care if you don't say amen. Amen. You can't get no amen out from no ignorance.
Oh, God.
Terrible.
Okay.
Bro.
I figured this out now, Lucius.
Bro.
Worship.
We need to have a union for the choirs.
Yeah.
The choir needs a union because they're getting treated poorly.
They need some help out
there. They need some help out there with their conditions. Their working conditions aren't good right now. Yeah.
Is it our one-time champ? K. Golasso. From Duran, Aston Villa. They won 3-1 over the weekend. He tallied again, by the way, against Wolves. Woman pastor says all men are dogs.
wait, what?
A woman pastor says don't say all men are dogs.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
I might have missed that message. Don't be wagging your tail in front of my man.
What are you doing?
Kawhi Leonard. Videoing good skateboarders. I mean, how do they kick that thing and jump up at the same time? And then get like 3 feet in the air and somehow land it.
We got to do sports science on this, man.
It's the most superhuman sports thing I think we do is the high speed skateboard ollie land on it like 20 feet down the parking lot. It's unbelievable. Jared Sandler with the rocker and DeGrom dialogue, or is it pastor upset at his choir? I'm going to go with the skateboarder there, Chief. How about you?
Give me Jared Sandler.
Lucius.
Shoot, man. Austin Villa.
Vote for the champ.
Mr. Jean.
I'm going to go with Kawhi.
Hey, okay, here we go. The fact that Chris Arnold was not nominated today is a crime. Did anybody know what Chris Arnold did?
I got you. We have it for two guys, one booth.
Okay, there you go, guys. There you go.
Yeah. You're more than welcome to.
That's quality content right there.
This guy right here on the fan text didn't send it to me.
Right at the end of the segment.
Yeah, at the end of the segment. I'd say it all the time. Please don't do that.
Brian.
I'm going to pick Kawhi.
By a score of 3-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion is Kawhi Leonard, videotaping skateboarders. It looked like on a basketball court, jumping over picnic tables. Pretty impressive. Best of the weekend coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
Yeah, which one of these sportsmen had it worse this weekend? Featuring the Red Rifle and the five-layer burrito next year in the Nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Mike McCarthy presser coming up in about 2 hours here on your home of the Cowboys. Time now for Chief's best of the weekend. Here's Eric.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Who had it worse this weekend? Maybe you have a different nominee, but I would throw out there Bryce Young having a bad weekend after what the Red Rifle did, throwing laser beams around the ball
seems
yard.
Pretty good, bro.
Yeah.
What you're talking about.
that was pretty eye-opening. And then, of course, we'll get to our K-State fan who alleged that he would cram up his cram hole a beefy five-layer burrito from Taco Bell.
That thing wasn't even close.
Upon the loss.
That was a 38-0 win, wasn't it?
Brutal.
Yeah.
They got shellacked. That was BYU really getting after it. There's a K-State fan who is under a Bill Snyder guise on Twitter that said that he would do this with the beefy five-layer burrito. And then, of course, BYU ends up beating K-State 38-9.
That was their opening game in the Big 12, right, for Kansas State?
BYU.
Well, Kansas State and BYU aren't in the same conference, and Kansas State's still in the Big 12?
Yes.
Okay, I was just making – but it was – I thought that was Kansas State's first game in the Big 12 of the season.
Oh, for the season. Yeah. No, absolutely it was. And so just don't mind me being really confusing over here. No, it's okay. But it was pure domination. This guy didn't stand a chance. That burrito was, I mean, it's a collision course now for this guy. But the great play, and this was, again, it was pure domination. It's 28-0 run. It's a fumble return score. It's two interceptions. And then this play here, it's a glorious 90-yard Parker Kingston punt return, and this is the moment that K-State imploded and that five-layer burrito became reality.
So now the punt, and that one might have been touched, maybe scooped up by the return man, Parker Kingston, and now he's going to turn the corner. There he goes. Kingston to the 50, still going. Kingston, touchdown.
It was, what an epic return there, because it's about to be a disaster play, big time. He's running back to his own end zone to recover the ball, and then he takes it to the opposite side of the field and houses it. So just pretty wonderful there as we now await this K-State fan. And he's at least talking a big game, like he's not going to do what the FS Poo guy did, which was, of course, bail front and just go, you know, completely dark, and now his
remove yourself from all social media.
I just don't see how you cursed. Could even attempt to pay this thing off unless you're some sort of psychopath.
Yeah, this dude, he's saying that it's,
like you're a jackass type of guy. Remember that old movie deal thing? Yeah,
one of my favorites.
You're just a content creator of punishing yourself. That's the only type of person that's actually going to pay this off.
If we found out that the guy that was behind all this was Steve-O himself, then I think we could understand that maybe this does happen. Maybe this does happen. And Wolchek, you were wondering just like fundamentally, how do you do this with a burrito? He has already shown himself taking a video of putting the burrito in the freezer.
Okay.
So he's going to freeze.
He's going to harden that.
And he's alleging that it'll be Saturday night when he officially pays off the bet there. So it was a big time BYU blowout.
He's actually, good Lord.
This guy's going to do this.
Well, we'll see, man. I mean, he's already kicking the can. He's already kicking the can to Saturday, but he's teasing it. He's hyping this up like a prize fight. Between him and his ass and that burrito.
Pay-per-view.
Did he post a video putting the thing in the freezer?
He did.
My goodness.
Man
versus food.
I forgot how big that, it's five layers, but you forget how big that thing is. I thought that might have been. It's like one of those things where Jerry would draft this burrito. You know what I'm saying? Now.
You think it's 8.5 inches?
Oh, jeez.
Bryce Young now, you can't, like, what do you get for him? You're not, like, after what Andy Dalton just did coming up there, having the type of quarterback performance that we haven't seen all season. We're lamenting quarterback play. Here comes Andy Dalton, whose hair is aging better and better. Each year, it becomes more and more impressive jumping off the screen. And he was dialed yesterday. Deontay Johnson was back to being a respectable wide receiver and getting a bunch of volume that way. They looked competent. And, of course, the Raiders do what the Raiders do. I know Wolchek will probably have Antonio Pierce and some of the things that he had to say his football team because he's embarrassed at what happened. But I think you're Bryce Young, and human nature is on the sideline going, crap, Andy's freaking spinning it, dude. You know? He's kicking himself.
Supposedly they turned down like how many trades for him over the last week? Like four or five teams? Jay Glazer reported.
That might be worse than Carson Wentz watching Nick Foles win a Super Bowl with this team. Like the psychological trauma, I don't think you can overcome this. Your confidence could never be restored to what it was on draft night or shortly thereafter.
Really, really bad. Really, really bad. You had Tennessee doing what they did over OU. We'll chat some more. If you guys have anything you want to say about it, feel free. But they did have a Morgan Wallen concert was going down at Neyland Stadium over the weekend while the football team was in Norman taking care of business. And Morgan Wallen had Peyton Manning walk out with him onto the stage, and Manning is wearing his full Tennessee uniform.
That's badass.
Head, helmet, shoulder pads. You had the jersey, and he had the old school face mask that he used to wear that Belichick was making fun of him about on the Manning cast a couple of weeks ago. He wore the whole thing throwback style, number 16, and that was an epic moment from the weekend for sure. Now, I can't believe what the Survivor stuff has done. So obviously we have all week to figure things out here, but my goodness, the Niners losing that game, I'm completely blown away. Shanahan strikes again with his ability to blow leads, and the fact that it is Walchuk depending on Kyle Shanahan to do something for him, and Kyle Shanahan doing exactly what Walchuk knows he does
consistently. And against my guy McVay.
Yeah, I mean,
dang it.
That was a ridiculous situation, and now Broadus is 0-3 in Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
How did that butter sit with you, by the way?
Great.
Is that great?
Yep, great. No problems.
No problems.
He's now eating one every day, a big stick of butter. Yep.
No problems. Maybe my cholesterol was a little high at one point in time, but... Other than that, I just looked
all
something
those clogged
up real quick.
Arteries. That...
I just looked. So I was curious. You know what Andy Dalton's record is against Vegas? Career?
No.
3-0. He's 49-68 for 548 yards and 3 touchdowns.
You wanna... could have used this info Friday about this time, Brian. <Yeah. laughs>
I was just curious.
I'd like to think he had it there.
Andy Dalton's career is against the Raiders.
He had it ready to go, then he holstered it. It was like, let's wait till Monday.
Pretty good. I don't think
just rubbed Dawson's nose in it a little bit.
No, but I was just curious what he was, because I'd heard some whispers that Andy Dalton always needs to play the Raiders. That's his game. Whoever, anytime he ever gets the...
Well, that's when he can really get his guys to have fun and play together.
Yeah. Let's have fun and play together, guys.
And that's a recipe for success for him.
Neutron.
What's Brock Purdy's record without George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey?
I'll look that up
Nick
for you.
Bosa.
Yeah, keep going.
Probably not good.
Yeah, not pretty good.
Yeah, not pretty good. Not I'll tell you what good. Was pretty good. Big salute once again to Travis Hunter, two-way monster. 7 catches, .130, 3 tackles, and of course the game-clinching force fumble in overtime against Baylor. That was quite the ending.
Dude, that Hail
you have
Mary.
A failed Hail Mary with 2 seconds left. Hits the guy right in the chest. And I'm like, oh, there it is. You had your chance. And then the next play, boom, there it is. Overtime. Take that, Dave Aranda.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
NFL News of the Day coming up next. Walchuk, what's in store for us?
Yeah, we do have some coaches' audio. A rule that needs to be changed in Spitgate. That's next in the nation.